This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooman, you better get in there. We're going to do the big contest now. I know, they're all watching videos.
Of what?
Just different things. You know, they love internet memes, the two of them. Going back and forth. Look at this. She does a backflip.
Oh, no, pulls it's going to make me watch
my plans for the evening.
Do you know what? Post it up so everybody can see.
The problem, it takes twice as long, though, because it keeps pausing
it's
during the video.
It's where the girl does a backflip on her bed and gets into
She somehow, she flips over, she grabs the covers, and then tucks herself into the bed, and she's like asleep.
Oh.
Right. It's...
I'll shove in.
Did she practice it like 7,000 times in order to be able
likely.
To do it?
Here comes Hooman. You get to watch it now.
All right. Well,
here,
I mean,
here we go.
If it's this entertaining, then I should probably see it.
All right.
Oh, look at that. Okay. Oh, that was well done. You know what? I bet that didn't take a... Boy, she could have clunked her feet on that night.
Yep.
What do they call those?
Headboards.
Headboard. Yeah, she's good. Yeah, thanks. Any plans for this evening?
Bed.
Cute. Can you do that, Sarah? You are a bed expert. I didn't mean that to sound the way it did. You're just a good sleeper.
I am a good sleeper.
Sorry about that. I wasn't trying to call you slutty.
Fine.
I was just trying to say you like to sleep way late into the...
I do. I love to just be in bed. But I try not to do any, you know, frantic activities in bed, Vinny, as you know. I just want to get in there and get my body pillow and snuggle it down and tuck it under. And...
I always have to tell my kid, listen, I'm coming down. I got to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. We got to calm down. She grabs onto my shirt. She's like, I got you. Listen, no yelling. Yep. Let's calm down.
Yep. This is quiet.
Stop
time.
Being crazy. Roll me like a sushi. We're not doing that right
roll
now.
Roll me like a sushi.
There's a yoga mat. I roll her in it. You're like, whoa! And then I pull her out of it. Kids.
Cute.
They love silly stuff.
They do.
But not at bedtime.
If you did that to an adult, they would have motion sickness.
Probably.
Yeah. One time as an adult, I rolled down a hill at like a... I might have been at Shoreline. Shoreline has a big lawn, right?
Uh-huh.
And I rolled down there because we were there early. And I rolled down the hill.
Around.
And I was sick the whole day.
Oh.
I made myself motion sick and I had a headache and I was sick the rest of the day. I'm like, oh, that was so stupid. Because I got going, you know?
Yeah.
You kept rolling. But when you're a kid, it's like, man, make me a sushi. Roll me out, spit me out, twist me around. No problem. Hey. Caller number 97 right now is a lucky duck. Because you win tickets to Depeche Mode, just like that. And then you're qualified for the grand prize trip, 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta. It's a good prize.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I would love to do 6 nights in Mexico.
Did you see the picture of Depeche Mode that our boss posted?
I did.
He's there at the show.
Yeah.
And his comment is, boy, I really want those boots. Like, boy, you are a fashionista.
Caller 97 right now gets tickets for Depeche Mode for either the SAP Center or Oracle. And then you're in the running for 6 nights at the Hard Rock Puerto Vallarta. We're doing this all day, getting people qualified. So right now, 800-400-3697. Also at noon, 3 and 5. Be listening for your cue to call. There you go. Very exciting.
So we got a lot of texts here this morning. I'll try and read some of these back to you now. The number is the same one you would dial to win stuff. You can text it.
Yep.
We get them.
We get pictures. We get video. Anything you want to text us.
707 says money doesn't buy happiness, but it helps with the pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I could do without ever taking trash out, doing dishes, laundry, all that. I'd love to see all that go away.
Yeah.
You know, these people who
hire an Alice to live at your house.
Yeah, take care of all that for me. I'll pay you well since I'm rich. I'll just pay you really well. You'll love to do it because you'll be well paid, and I'll love to never do it.
Yep. Someone can cook you healthy meals all the time,
clean
the kitchen up after you, let you know when it's ready.
Make me something really good without meat every day, and I would be so happy. Oh, is it park your parka at the door Tuesday? Dance, Sarah, dance. You don't have a parka on.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, it got. I was warm earlier. I have a long sleeve shirt on. It's kind of like a.
It's keeping you cozy.
It is. Although it's so funny because just as you were saying that, I was like, "Oh, my hands are cold."
What?
Shoving down between my legs here.
There we go. Oh boy.
I usually keep them. I either sit on them like that and keep them warm.
Yeah.
Or shove them between my thighs.
Hot.
Yeah, it's really hot. 50-year-olds with their hands
408
shoving their butts.
About the homeless guy with the Costco liquor, anyone of age can buy liquor at Costco or anywhere without a membership. It's illegal to require membership for liquor purchases.
Is that so?
I
so
had
you
no
tell
idea.
Them at the door, I'm coming in to buy liquor, you have to let me in?
I'm on a booze run. And I'm homeless and I'm on a booze run. Let me in.
That's so funny, because normally they need your card to get in and then they need your card at the register for some reason. You should try that out. We should test that.
I'd make a meme out of that one, but I don't think Holman will be too happy. Oh, Holman.
Oh, Holman. Oh, Holman. A meme out of what?
A meme out of the, he's homeless. He likes free stuff.
Check this out, man. Including the sidewalk.
Oh, they already made it.
Oh, they made
a
meme?
They did?
They're homeless, you guys. They like stuff for free. It's a humanism 2017.
So what, he found the map somewhere and decided he was going to go for it? That's funny. Listen, free stuff is
that person, Lindsay.
Yeah,
she always does stuff. She did one about me earlier.
Yeah, I was tagged in that. I saw it. I forget what it was though.
Windows busted out your car.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yuzette'll teach you a thing or two.
Bust Blazer. The windows out your car.
510 says Blazer. We want a slinky black dress with fishnet stockings, Sarah.
Well, you can't always get what you want.
It's too bad.
I don't wear dresses. It's ridiculous. I just feel like I feel like a pretender in a dress.
A pretender.
I do. It's like, what are you doing in a dress? It's so stupid.
831 says, Vinny, the main attraction for me with the iPhone 7 was it's water resistant. Also, the camera with the plus is amazing.
Oh, but, yeah. Didn't you find that out by dunking it?
Yeah, Mike, I took video and pictures underwater with my iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Worked killer, and it still works. Even though my person was like, send me those pictures before that phone stops working. And I'm like, get out of here. It's not nice.
It's water resistant.
It's working fine. Mm. I don't think they should rename Sharon Meadow after Robin Williams. They can build some new park in his honor, but all the renaming stuff is ridiculous. There's no more history in this town. Let's just rename the Golden Gate Park after Joe Montana and the bridge after Barry Bonds. I would say the bridge should be Steve Young, but whatever. I mean, you can decide.
Yeah. I'm fine with the Sharon Meadow being renamed.
I'm with you.
And there's plenty of history here.
I read It in college, and it scared the living crap out of me. Even now, as a 51-year-old, with all the recent hoo-ha around the book, I realize it totally scarred me and scared me. Stephen King, in general, but It specifically, is the gold standard for scary as bleep category of books.
It is a horror novel for sure. And it is funny because even as you're talking about the various things, like the stuff he wrote in the 80s sort of reflected the 80s. Like, you know, the gay bashing regarding AIDS it's actually troubling, but it takes you back there. Like, this is stuff, you know, he's not making this stuff up. You know, he's sort of reflecting what the times were, and it's horrible to hear, embarrassing to hear, even, you know, that you sort of went through that.
Well, I think every guy, straight, gay, whatever, got called the epithet.
Sure, all
gay
the
epithets growing up in the 80s. That was,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember being all, I don't know what that is, but that
sounds bad.
Awful. Yeah. Must be the worst.
I'll use
thing.
That on other kids.
Because you don't know.
Right.
Vinny, you read it, but you suppressed the part of your memory until this movie came out to awaken the memories of you reading that book.
Oh, just like them in the book. I'd really forgotten that whole thing where they just didn't remember it. I've forgotten so much of it. I love rereading
books.
Well,
it's a beefy book, so it's easy to... I couldn't believe you remembered the puppy part.
Well, that stuff has stuck with me my whole life since I read that book 30 years ago.
Go back and watch 16 Candles. Rape is a big plot line in there. And then there are a couple. I hate that because I do love the movie. Oh. Have you seen 16 Candles?
Yeah, I've seen it 10 times. What's the rape plot?
I don't know. I don't even think I've seen it.
Is it coercer or something? Yeah, I don't. I have seen that movie and probably more than once, and I do not remember it at all.
Is it when the chick's drunk?
In the car? With Anthony Michael Hall?
When she's drunk?
I can't.
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone recently quoted that to me. Something about waiting by the car like 16 candles. And I was all, what does that even mean? Right.
And doesn't he just take her panties?
Yeah. So the scene where she's drunk and they have sex in the back of the car, they're calling that date rape.
Oh, well, of course it is. Well, if she's too wasted to say yes.
Times have changed.
Menstrual cramps on the wedding day. She takes muscle relaxers. They say drugged up bride. And then...
In 16 Candles?
Yeah.
I don't remember someone getting married.
I don't either.
Oh, the sister?
Yeah, the sister.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
Times have changed, haven't they?
4 and 5 says, most politicians write about their losses. This isn't the first time. Can we give Hillary a break?
Yeah, I love Hillary. I'm very sorry that she didn't win. Especially in light of what has happened.
Sarah sounds like the mom from the Goldbergs. Do you know that show?
I don't. I've heard it's great though.
Oh, you have?
Is that an insult or a compliment?
I'm sure it's
I sound
a compliment.
Like the mom from the... I'm not.
408 says, I haven't quite failed yet. He said about his movie he made 10 years ago and never released. That's from 408.
He's still working it. He has not let that go. He's like a dog with a one end of a blanket you're trying to get away from him.
415 says, there can only be so many Oprahs and Santanas, just saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Look, I really loved our Santana talk, and I love that guy and his music, and he's been around forever. Mm-hmm. Like, all the stuff. He was there, and is a legend here.
Yeah.
So I loved that. But as I was hearing Richard, I have no connection to Richard Branson. Hearing him spew, I was like, oh, come on.
I like some of the quotes, though.
Train well, sure, they're not
people well.
They're not bad. It's just strung together. It sounds like
I
him,
know.
You know.
It's just a collection of quotes.
Listen to me be great.
Yeah. Here's all my
wanna know
nuggets
why I have
of wisdom.
$5 billion? Here's a bunch of stuff. Vinny, success is when preparation meets opportunity. Agreed.
That's
absolutely
actually one of the quotes.
I skipped.
408 says, but Vinny, your opportunity came and now you're the hottest number one DJ. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, I agree. You have to, you have to put yourself out there and you have to be willing to sacrifice things for sure. Vinny, don't you think you made it too? You may not have millions, but you're in your business. You've made it. Yeah. Sarah too. I mean, that we both, you know, you and John gave it up and went for it.
Yeah. No, I didn't disagree with what Santana was saying, but I did think that, you know, he saying it in a way that I don't know. It just felt slightly out of touch with what the average person really goes through.
Well, I think one of the things I had trouble with this. I was dating a girl because I had this passion to be in radio and was chasing this mm-hmm. dream. And I would talk to her about what she was doing and she had zero interests. Zero.
No ambition.
And
no
I don't
goals.
Think that's abnormal. I think there are a lot of people who are like, yeah, I don't really care about that. Mm. Work, I just got to go there and get that money and then get out of there. And I don't really want to be involved in all this higher thought process for a job. No thanks. And I was like, all right. I think there are a lot of people out there like that who want to just be with their family and they don't really care. And
looking for fun on the weekend.
Yeah, man.
And there's nothing wrong with that either. Amen, brother. God, just want to be lazy.
Actually, you have it backwards, Vinny. People who are successful realize that the only thing that makes them special is they took a shot. Mm. My mom met Santana last Monday at Hank's in Santa Rosa while he was having breakfast. I'm sure he was thrilled.
Mouth
in between bites, yeah. Right.
Although he might be vegan. Like his wife is clearly a big
I'm
vegan.
Following Cindy Blackman Santana on Instagram, and I went, she's only following 44 people. So I was like, whoa, that's very selective. So I went and looked, and she's following at least 15 of those are vegan sites.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to follow her.
So I was definitely like, yikes. All vegan. Mm. Can we get a spoiler for the dog bad advice? Nothing bad happens to the dog, right?
No, nothing bad happens to the dog.
All right. Then they'll listen, I think.
Yeah. It's just an argument over the dog.
Vinny, the NFL owned every Monday night during football season. When NBC let ESPN and cable take it over, it lost millions of antenna TV viewers like me. Mm. Yeah, that must have been it. It's radio. I had no visuals, but I too thought Yuzette wanted something zip in her hand. Make the talking stop. I can't do the rest of it. That would do the trick.
Yeah.
There's a motion there.
There was a
insinuating
point where she said, you know, I'll listen to you talk about your Mercedes all day as long as you put something in my hand. And we thought, oh, boy, that guy wins on all fronts.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like punishment.
But what she really wants is some vodka.
Right. Yuzi,
real life.
Get a new interest
and
blanket
and
him with
night.
It. Oh my God, they make this new yarn? Take up knitting while you watch your bad TV. He'll get the picture.
Yeah, maybe I should talk about the housewives.
Oh.
I feel you, Yuzi. I was married to a car salesman for 17 years. That's all I ever heard. Things could be worse, you said. I did the same thing to my wife, except I was selling forklifts.
Oh.
That's so interesting.
Forklifts. Mm. Forklifts are cool. I wouldn't mind talking about them for a little while.
My relationship is a lot like Sarah's. My boyfriend and I can't get enough of each other, and we're always together, and it's going on 5 years in December. Is that bad? LOL. No, that's great. Good for you.
I don't feel like it's like I can't get enough of you. It's just like that's, I don't know, because we like to hang out.
Look, I think that you guys came up together. I really believe that
I know,
the two of you started at the same time. He's been with you this whole trip through. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that with anybody.
Right.
In fact, often if I was with someone and an opportunity came up, I was all bye. Because that's, I had to
so
go do this.
So we're moving to L.A.
Yeah, that's
What's
the story.
This
yeah,
no
you're
week.
Not coming with me. It's going to be hard enough without trying.
Give me a letter. I'll rip it up. You're out.
That's not how that went. And I didn't end up going to L.A. after all.
Well, you're about to.
I would have.
If something had happened to the station.
Anyway, so I think that some people come up as bachelors and they're used to having some
yep.
space. And so they're not quite as
yeah. No, we hooked up early, and we really had to throw in together because we moved to a bunch of places where all we had was each other. Really, luckily we got along, play some songs together, and everything was okay in the world.
The kids 925 says the kids were trying to make themselves not kids so that it wouldn't kill them since
oh.
it kills kids.
So by having sex, you're no longer a kid. Is that what we're getting at?
That's apparently. What they're getting at.
Huh.
Stephen King said it was more the link from childhood to adulthood, which would make sense in that, you know, the whole not a kid anymore.
That's crazy.
Still weird to read.
Yeah.
When you get there, let me know.
I will.
Because as you're reading it, you're going to be like, I feel like I should turn my back on the book until this scene's over. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to watch this. Stop. I'm a grown up. Kids, you don't want to be doing this.
Yeah.
Don't do this, kids. And no protection? What's wrong with you? Oh, my God. There's so much wrong with this. No, Bevy. Not the next kid.
Oh, Lord.
All of them?
Oh, Lord. Are there like six of them? Five of them?
Yes, there are.
There's a lot of kids. It's like a whole class. It's like a den of Girl Scouts. Boy Scouts or something.
Okay, we're going to break
okay,
on that.
Yep.
Radio.com. Radio. 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 Radio.
Alice@97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today. It was a fun day. Vinny, you were amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? I'll be completely honest with you. After reading that book, the It book, I've been distracted by it. And I think I brought that vibe into here.
Is that so?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all I could talk about. And it clearly, I mean, it took everybody by sort of surprise. It's anyway.
Well, you do get immersed. Listen, I started it because you were so into it.
I'm looking forward to not reading it anymore.
Uzi and I are going to go see the movie on Thursday at the Metreon. So
that'll are?
Yeah, we're going to go check it out.
I would love to go do that with you guys. I have so much.
See if you can clear it out because we're going after the show. So see if you can clear it out because it would be super fun to go with you.
I'm in real estate.
Can take 2 hours. It'll be fine. Say, just tell your woman you've got a meeting. I have a very important meeting with my radio wives.
That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be. We'll have a little lunch. We'll go see a movie.
All right. Well, let me check things
out. All right. So Thursday. Hey, tomorrow it's the Super Scott Show. We've got Scott Budman on. He's going to be talking about the iPhone release. And we have Scott Capurro on. He's back from England.
Capurro makes his triumphant return from vacation.
Right.
Wow.
I know. Boy, he was gone a long time.
Wonder what stories he'll tell.
Who knows? All I know is he's not bringing his husband back with him. So
yay!
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.